People in the French capital, Paris, have held yet another rally to denounce the rising Islamophobia in their country. A climate of fear is taking hold in France following the recent terror attack on a satirical magazine. The rally came after several attacks on mosques, insults to veiled women, and online threats against Muslims. Muslims in several countries hold fresh rallies in condemnation of an insulting cartoon published by French magazine Charlie Hebdo. University students in Somalia took to the streets to protest the sacrilegious cartoon of Prophet Muhammad. Similar rallies were also held in several cities across Afghanistan and Pakistan. Belgium has asked Greece to transfer one of the suspects arrested in Athens over a possible link with the alleged terror plot. Belgian officials had earlier rejected any possible link between the suspects and the Brussels anti-terror raid. Now Belgium's federal prosecutor says a further analysis prompted the latest request to Athens. Iran and the P5+1 group of countries have wrapped up a fresh round of nuclear talks in Geneva. The negotiations were held at the level of deputy foreign ministers. In a media message, the European Union described the talks as serious and useful. Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, has rejected a peace initiative proposed by his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, last week. According to Putin's spokesperson, the plan offered a ceasefire by both the Ukrainian army and pro-Russian militias in the country's east. It also called for the immediate withdrawal of heavy artillery in the conflict zone. Lebanon's Hezbollah movement has confirmed the death of six of its fighters in Israeli airstrikes on the Syrian Golan Heights. Jihad Mournia, the son of a slain Hezbollah commander, is among those killed. The attack targeted vehicles passing through the Syrian village of Oneitra near the Lebanese border. Israeli forces have attacked Palestinians during a funeral in the Negev town of Rahat, killing two and injuring more than 20 others. Clashes erupted as people gathered for the memorial of Palestinian youth Sami Al-Jaar, who was killed last week. Two mourners died inhaling tear gas fired on them. And Bahraini forces have clashed with anti-regime protesters following a funeral of a man who was killed on Saturday. Mourners gathered in the town of Bilad al-Ghadim to bury Abdulaziz al-Said, who died from inhaling tear gas. Said is the latest victim of the regime's crackdown on pro-democracy rallies since 2011.